Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I'm so glad that you've tuned into today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help business leaders and entrepreneurs develop a roadmap to success and stay focused. So I'm super excited to introduce Holly Jean Jackson. Now, Holly helps entrepreneurs and business leaders fall back in love with their life and business. Now, with over 12 years of technology and business experience, she helps business leaders get their groove back physically, mentally, and emotionally. Holly does this through a combined approach of both coaching and consulting, providing practical and actionable results. Now, she also helps end fear and frustrations with technology. In addition, Holly teaches her clients to remember self-care is essential, not optional, and that community is critical to success. Well, welcome, Holly. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thanks, Wendy. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. And, you know, I just love how you're helping business owners and leaders really reconnect with that spark and those feelings of excitement that they had at the beginning of their business journey. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work that you're now doing.
Great. I can't wait to share.
All right. Well, top of mind for me is exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I was working in corporate America in the technology space as an executive, and I faced about 4 layoffs over a period of several years.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah, I was very committed to the work, really loyal employee, outperforming other staff members, and just felt really frustrated that this pattern kept repeating itself. And at the same time, I was having some health challenges, probably due to not having a lot of control over my future career path. And so I decided, you know, this isn't working for me. This is a repeated pattern. And we all know when we see that and expect something different, but we don't make changes, it's the definition of insanity. And so I started to explore doing health coaching at first and got certified in that space. And then I really ultimately realized that I wanted to help people be business owners and entrepreneurs, because essentially what I was doing in corporate was intrapreneur work, helping another company build things, products and services and solutions for their employee base and customer base.
Right. Right. Yeah. Now that makes sense. When that wake up call happens once too many times, it's time to make that shift. So yeah, that's great. Well, you know, I know that when I was introducing you, I had mentioned that, gosh, you have over a decade of business experience, but how long have you had your own coaching and consulting practice? And I know that you started out with health coaching, but has your business mission or vision evolved in addition to that over that time?
Yes, absolutely. I started before doing the health coaching. I was doing career coaching part-time on the side while working in corporate America. So I've been doing career coaching for over 10 years part-time.
Oh, wow.
And then when I started to shift into actually creating a business, I started with health coaching because I found that a lot of my patterns were starting with health challenges. And that was the real wake-up call for me. And then I wanted to partner and pair that with business, because I think a lot of us, when we explore the idea of entrepreneurship or starting a business, most of these stories, when you ask people what triggered that change, it's tied to a really major wake-up call, typically related to your health or some kind of massive shift in your life. Mm-hmm. And so for me, the vision initially was just the health side and empowering people to get a really firm foundation across their health so they had more clarity. And so then after that, this shifted into a broader vision. And while it's more business focused, my tagline is health, clarity, and business. And that's intentional because without health, we can't get clear on what we're trying to build and what our life priorities are. And without clarity, we're ultimately building a business or a job that's not going to fit our lifestyle and our definition of success and happiness. Mm-hmm. And so my vision now is to help as many entrepreneurs and business owners that don't fit the corporate mold to build a life and business that allows them to thrive and be successful on their own terms.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I can see how you've really, you know, redefined and zeroed in on not only what makes sense in terms of the bigger picture for your ideal clients, but also it sounds like it really taps into, you know, that passion and the vision that you have to serve your own sense of fulfillment. So yeah, I love that. Well, have there been any big roadblocks that you've had to overcome along the way?
Of course. I think if you ask this question of anybody and they say no, they're crazy.
Well, I'm waiting. So far, nobody has said no. So far, everyone is like, how much time do we have here?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, a lot of the work that I had to do around failure and releasing this perfectionism tendency was to reframe what failure meant. And instead of looking at failure as the traditional definition of failure, I like to look at it as I'm a scientist and I'm experimenting with new hypotheses to see what works. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, the more failures and mistakes we have along the way, the faster we gain momentum and clarity towards what does work in our business and our life. And so when I'm coaching people around these roadblocks and challenges, I'm trying to help them see the opportunity in that roadblock or challenge and what they learned, because nothing's really a failure unless you don't discover anything from that experience.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, that's definitely so true. And we hear it over and over in terms of, you know, I think it was Einstein or Edison, all of those early inventors, how many times they attempted over and over and over before they finally invented something that totally changed our world. But it is definitely something to embrace. And a lot of us don't feel like it, you know, a failure is something we can embrace. So I can see where that is really valuable coaching that you provide. Now I'm curious, you know, you had mentioned releasing the perfectionist within you. And that also is really common amongst entrepreneurs and coaches, just wanting to make sure everything is absolutely perfect before they really launch. So how did you overcome or release your perfectionism? Can you share a little bit about that?
Well, first of all, I'd say I'm still in recovery for perfectionism. I can't say that it's something that I have perfected, right? Pun intended. So I'm still working on it. Yeah. And I think that's a constant work in progress. For me, it's perfectionism and patience. Those are my two big ones in this life that I will continuously be learning. So for me, how I overcame this was partially in corporate. When I was working in corporate, you have to, you know, get something to the best level you can, but also hit your timeline. And so I had this challenge there and I had great mentors that helped me. But then in business, you're correct. So many of my clients get really hung up on having this perfect launch. And so for me, it's more about, okay, let's do a beta launch. Let's do a soft launch. Let's, mm-hmm. you know, build our confidence and get it good enough. And I would much rather have myself or a client do a soft launch or a beta launch and get that feedback immediately and put it out and get that action into the world rather than just worrying about a web page. Because ultimately, it's really about service and right. action and connecting with people. And when you're building something in the internet space, that's not making the impact. So we have to get over ourselves and release that tendency to be in action.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is so consuming. And I love that your expertise is also within technology. to be able to help overcome some of the, you know, the online facets of building a business today, which can be really overwhelming and daunting to go through that learning curve. But it's kind of contradictory in terms of what a lot of us have heard about that first impression, which is what leads, I think, to that need for perfectionism, especially with a website, and that is a pretty big first impression. So that's commonly a sticking point for entrepreneurs to just really want to work and work and work on that website. So it's funny you should bring that up. But yeah, getting out there and getting into action is so much more impactful, and then presents, oh, well, we need to change this and this and this, and then it's easy. So
yeah. And I mean, I guess I should say that it really depends on what you're launching. If you're a brand agency launching, then yes, you probably need to spend more time on your website.
True.
But there are certain products and services that people get so hung up on the smallest things. And that's not a good way to test the value of your product, to test the market. So there are levels of launching, and people that get so hung up on this perfect launch when they're brand new to this new product or service, you're just doing yourself a disservice, including the potential clients you'll be working with.
Well, and that's the benefit of teaming up with somebody like yourself, because you bring to them such great experience and a lot of foresight that you can share, so that they take away that sense of, I don't know if what I'm doing is right. You provide that expertise. So that's why it's just so great teaming up with somebody like yourself. So, and obviously you're an expert at helping professionals and, you know, entrepreneurs refresh their vision and reconnect with that creative spark that they had at the beginning of their journey. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Well, it's so interesting that as you segued to this question, you were talking about that spark. I find that the client enrollment process or the sales process is harder when we lose our spark and when we're having a season in our life where we're not okay. In fact, somebody recently shared with me that 90% of our business problems are personal problems in disguise. Wow. And so for me, I love the client enrollment process, but I can tell you, Wendy, when I am in a season where my life is not fully thriving and creative and sparked and feeling that motivation and that passion, mm-hmm. it shows up in my sales process, right? It's right. not as effective. The conversion rate is much lower. And so that's why it's so important for people to get that spark, to show that passion, and to get their mindset right. And I know that a lot of people talk about mindset, but it really shows up in the sales process. And I'm sure yeah. you've seen this with people you work with.
Oh yeah, totally. And that is an excellent point, because that, and you know, the spark meaning a genuine and authentic spark, right? Not a, okay, it's time to act happy, you know?
Oh yeah. People can read right through that.
And you know, my personality is not Miss Bubbly. And so for me to show excitement is a lot different than maybe somebody else, but yet my sense of spark still comes through. And what that conveys for a potential client is that I have belief for my own business comes through. So yeah, that's definitely a very valid point. I love that.
Thank you.
So gaining that spark, and that's what your work is all about. And I will have to dive into that a little bit more here. So the COVID pandemic has really had a big impact on people feeling that spark. And it's more been a sense of survival, more been a sense of, oh my gosh, doom and gloom, you know, the economy, health risks, all this stuff has had a huge impact on people's mindset. So has this impacted the work that you do?
Absolutely. A lot of the clients that I'm working with today, including partnering with my local chamber of commerce, there is a lot of fear out there. And that's another area that I specialize in, is helping people acknowledge their fear, but push through it instead of being immobilized by those fears. And so it's really important to recognize that we have these fears, and that, yes, there are all these external factors that are quite scary. But the problem is more so when you allow that to immobilize you from taking any forward action. And so it's about getting to a place of not just feeling like the need to survive, because when you're in a sales conversation and you're really needy or you are desperate, people can sense that just energetically through your voice, and your sales process is going to hurt quite a bit if you're coming from that perspective. Yep. So it's helping business owners and entrepreneurs pivot successfully and figuring out right now with their clients or potential clients, what is their biggest pain point right now? What's keeping them up at night, and how does that align to your current business model? And is it something that you can offer a service or a solution or a quick win today for those clients? And then when you offer them that, it feels really good because you're helping them. And so then your sales process will improve. And so it's been really more about navigating that fear, helping them pivot. And for people that had in-person solutions, helping them move that through technology online. And for some of them, that's completely a brand new service or product. So it can be a dramatic pivot or a small one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's lots of great information there in terms of emanating that energy of neediness based on the fact that there are so many uncertainties, as we've heard so many times about the business direction and when is the economy going to shift, what's happening to the stock market, you know, all of these things. And if that energy is something that is present during enrollment conversations, then yeah, it does create that sense of uncertainty as to whether or not to make that buying decision. So yeah, that's excellent. Excellent points there. So, well, curiously, how do you work with entrepreneurs and business leaders who want to fall back in love with their life and their work? Can you share a little about your philosophy and approach?
Yes, absolutely. So one of the first things that I do when I have a new client I'm working with, first of all, we work on Zoom. So everything is super safe, even with COVID. So there's no excuse to not take action and get a coach. Mm-hmm. And we basically dive into what I call their life and business compass, because we want to make sure that we're aligned in hitting their goals that they've defined, because each person is defining success for themselves, but also that we're both clear on their life priorities and their short-term quarterly business goals and their big motivating factor, because that's the spark. That's that 5, 10, 15 year goal that gets you out of bed every day and you're super excited. Because if we don't have this, then it's really hard to keep the spark. It's really hard to navigate setbacks along the way, because there will be setbacks. Mm-hmm. And then from there, it's about developing a roadmap together. It's partnering with that client. It's not me telling them what to do. It's saying, hey, here are some ideas based on the goals we've set for our time together and based on your life priorities and your compass. Here's where I think we should focus our time. What are you thinking? What are you bringing to the table? And then if the client ever feels overwhelmed in a session, it's dialing that back and saying, here's the one thing you need to do this week to just move the needle just 1%, because that's ultimately what it's all about, is just taking small, tangible actions to get you closer to that end goal.
Right. Yeah. And it, like you said, it just depends on where they're at in their business journey or in their personal state or reality as to what is overwhelming or not. So yeah, I love how you really adjust the work that you're providing and support that you're providing for your clients. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
So how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Yeah, there are a couple ways. You can go to hollyjeanjackson.com, and under the services page, you can schedule a free coaching call if you're interested in learning more about coaching. Also, I have a podcast myself that's called Inspiration Contagion, and it's, you know, interviewing transformational, inspiring leaders, and it always offers tangible advice or a tool that entrepreneurs and business leaders can use. Okay. And you can find that on any podcast outlet.
Okay, fantastic. So that's hollyjeanjackson.com. All one word, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then the name of the podcast again, can you say that?
Sure. It's Inspiration Contagion, and you can find that on any podcast outlet, or you can go to inspirationcontagion.com.
Okay, fantastic. Well, Holly, you have shared already so many golden nuggets of wisdom, but if I could tap on you one last time here during our conversation, in looking at your own experience in building your business, What's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's questioning their decision to have started their own business, or maybe they're doubting their ability to succeed?
That is a really great question to close on, especially today. So for me, it's not like I never have fear. This happens. We have that frustration. We have these moments of doubt. But for me personally, I have always had so much inner faith that this was the correct business, the right one. So when I have business owners and entrepreneurs that come to me and they're doubting this, I ask them to step back and visualize that 5 to 10 year outcome. And if it's still in alignment and they're still excited about it, it's just reminding them that they're planting those seeds of success. And sometimes it takes time because you have to water those. You have to really get clear on your ideal client. Sometimes you have to narrow the niche you're marketing to. And that takes time. It doesn't mean that what you've created or are building will not be successful, but it can take sometimes 1 to 2 years to onboard a client, even in my business. I recently had somebody that I was interacting with over 2 years, and we're now just starting a consulting engagement. And so really just remind yourself, if it's still aligned or still excited about it, just continue to take action and have that inner faith and knowingness that it's going to work out. And if you're really lost, find a mentor, find a coach so that they can help you hold that vision when you're feeling those doubtful moments.
Right. Yeah, that's great. I love that. It is definitely a journey that all of us want to have happen quicker than it just seems to unfold. And it's just all right for it to unfold naturally. And I think what I'm hearing you say is it's part of the process, and, you know, allowing yourself that time to really gain that clarity. And, you know, I loved when you mentioned earlier to just do a beta launch. You know, don't go all out. It's okay. Let's just test the market here. Let's test this. Let's readjust and redefine. So that's fantastic. Yeah. Great advice. Love it.
Thank you. Well,
Holly, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your role as an executive in corporate America to the important work you're now doing, helping business leaders and entrepreneurs really get their groove back physically, mentally, and emotionally. And I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Thank you. And thank you for everything you're doing for helping them on the sales part of their process, which is so important.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Holly. I appreciate that. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Holly through her website, and that's hollyjeanjackson.com. And that's HollyJeanJackson, JACKSON. HollyJeanJackson.com, and check out her podcast, Inspiration Contagion. That sounds like a great show. So, all right, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So, are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Holly Jean Jackson. And as always, here's to your success.